think about all of the moving parts in the story that I read. And I've had some say to me, man, there's an awful lot there I don't get. Well, get this. Even if you don't understand all the moving parts, it's like opening a watch. You see all those parts and you think, how does that work? I don't care. I'm glad it works. It's directed. It's put together with design and purpose. But all these moving parts, down to, you think about Hushai and his council. You think about Jonathan and Ahimaaz staying in Enrogel there to be there to direct. They were priests too, Jonathan and Ahimaaz. They were sons of priests. And they didn't go into the city of Jerusalem with their parents when they were sent back by David in 2 Samuel 15. You remember, they were sent back. They stayed by their direction at this place, which was near Jerusalem, near what the Jews called the Fuller's Fountain, where they went and washed their clothes. Why did they linger? Why did they hang back? The Lord purposed it, even in their decision. And then you've got the wench, the slave girl. And then you've got the lad who saw and ran and told Absalom. Then you got Absalom. I think about the man's house who had a well. That well was placed there not just for washing clothes and linens. It was there for this time and this hour. People worship their God, but not this God. Who's like unto thee? Who is like thee, glorious in love? Is that what yours says? Glorious in holiness. That's the first thing has to be answered for God to be just and justified, is his holiness. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Think about that even in singing. We're not just repeating words to pass time, but as the Lord enables us to sing fearful in praises, doing wonders. Even as we were singing, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord filled my mind with just how faithful he is to his son. And that work that he accomplished for sinners such as we are. Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. There again, who is the right hand of God but Christ? You say, well, he wasn't even on the earth at this time. The earth, his coming on earth wasn't the beginning of his existence. John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said that there's nothing that's been made or created but what he did.
What he's doing is he was being criticized for not following tradition, not following the law. He was being criticized by his fellow, Jews, as coming up with some new doctrine by preaching Christ. And what he's saying here, reminding Timothy, no, this is according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Go all the way back to Genesis. And to me, whenever it picks up the Old Testament and you find a commentary on the Old Testament, you don't have to read far. Start in Genesis 1, 2, and 3 and see what it has to say about Christ. If a man isn't starting with Christ there in the garden, in that fall, and in that those sheepskin or the animal skin that was slain and with which Adam and Eve were clothed, what he has to say in the rest of the commentary is going to be wrong, false. You've missed it. You've missed it. All right, so that's what Paul is talking about. He's reminiscing as to how he, Paul, was raised up to preach the gospel. It's like I tell people, they say, well, how long have you been preaching? Well, I've been preaching since I was 17. You know, that's 35 years ago. How long have I been preaching the gospel? Well, that hadn't been that long.